This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Before we get into today's episode, let me just say this. Protecting your peace is definitely a full-time job. And sometimes the hardest part isn't the situations we face. It's more so the people we keep around while we're facing them. And today, we're going to talk about detoxing your circle. Because not everybody who starts with you is meant to finish with you. Now, this one might step on some toes. I'm not going to hold you. It's going to step on some toes. But it's all love, because at the end of the day, loyalty without reciprocity is just dead weight. Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Hey Girl, Hey. Now before we start, I'm gonna need y'all to chill out on me, okay? I know I've been missing for a few weeks, and y'all are ready to chew me out about it. Like, quite frankly, it actually felt good. Like, I'm getting text messages, phone calls, inboxes talking about, where is my episode? Like, what are you doing? Am I missing something? Is it not? Like, I really love y'all for checking in like that, because one, it made me feel like, okay, Dustin, you need to get on top of your shit and record these episodes. But two, it also made me realize my support system is a lot bigger than I thought it was. And I truly love y'all down for that, but I got you. Like, I just took a few weeks off to reset. Like, I had some changes happen on top of my life slowing down, because literally since June it's been on go. Yeah, the summer starting, then my birthday, then I had to launch the podcast, record the podcast, and then went out of town. I went to Cancun for a joint bachelorette trip. Had a blast, BTW. And then once I got back, I had to prepare for my shift at work to change. Like, I went from working 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. or shall I say midday to working 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we gotta talk about the overtime. But yeah, so I had to prepare my life for that shift, because it's been so long since I actually had to work those hours. So I know, excuses, and I'm not here to give y'all any. I'm just gonna flat out apologize and take accountability, because I've been slacking. I get it. I understand. But of course, y'all already know I had to come back and hit y'all with a topic that's been sitting heavy on my heart, on my spirit. I know I say that every episode, like, this topic been sitting on my spirit for so long. It's so heavy. No. I think this one mainly has. But they all have. They all have. And that topic is going to be detoxing your circle. Like, detoxing. Get rid of it. And it's like, we talk a lot about protecting our peace and setting boundaries, but sometimes that's not enough. You know, sometimes you got to take a deeper look at who's around you, who's pouring into you, and who's just straight up taking from you. And before we really get into this, I just want to take a moment to pray about it. I want to pray for me. I want to pray for you. And for all of us trying to grow while keeping our circle strong. Lord, I thank you for every single listener tuning in today. I ask that you give us wisdom to recognize when a relationship has run its course, courage to release what no longer serves us, and peace as we walk into new seasons. Help us to create circles filled with love, support, in alignment with our purpose. And let this conversation today remind us that protecting our peace is protecting our future. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Now that, you know, said my little prayer, let's go ahead and dive in, because the one thing I can honestly say is, you know, when I think back on friendships, I used to have some of them that felt like family. Like, I thought those people would be around forever. But over time, I realized some weren't clapping for me the way I clapped for them. Some of those conversations left me drained instead of lifted. And honestly, I held on longer than I should have, out of guilt, out of the basis of the history of the friendship or relationship, and out of fear of being alone. Now, if you've been listening to me for a while, you remember the episode I did on boundaries. I believe it's episode 5. If you ain't listened to it, please go back and listen to it. Matter of fact, start from the beginning. But boundaries were my first step. They taught me how to say no without guilt, how to draw a line in the sand, basically. But here's the thing. Once I started setting these boundaries, I realized real quick that people couldn't respect them. And that's where that detox process came in. Because what good is setting boundaries if the people around you keep trying to break them? Now that the people closest to you shape your mindset. They shape your habits. They shape your energy. And if you're trying to grow but your circle is rooted in gossip, negativity, or jealousy, you're going to feel stuck. And here's the truth. You can't elevate until you make room. There's a reason that when you get on that elevator, it's saying nothing over 3,000 pounds. Guess what, baby? Because if it's too heavy, you're not going anywhere. And them friendships, them people who holding you back, keeping you down, weighing you down to the point where you can't even move, it's really just time to let them go. Because sometimes your blessings are definitely going to be delayed because the people around you can't go where you're headed. Sometimes they're meant to stop at certain points with you. You can't take everybody everywhere. Boundaries protect your peace. Detoxing makes sure your circle actually honors those boundaries. So, now, here are a few signs to let you know that it's time to detox. And I ain't just talking about going on a 7-day detox. No, this means detox for real, for real. Because how do you know when it's time, right? So, one, When you hang up the phone with that friend, you feeling drained instead of uplifted. Like that conversation literally just drained you. Like it could be just the pure negativity of the conversation or the fact that it's the same conversation over and over and over again. Like there has to be something better to discuss other than what dudes you talking to, what dudes you done slept with this week, who paid for this, who did that, why you cut so and so off, or how you back with your significant other again, the same one that did you bogus the first time, and you needed to set those boundaries to release that man, and you didn't. I digress. That's definitely one of the signs. Like, if you just feel mentally drained after having the same conversations, the same type of conversations over and over. Another sign. They only show up when they need something. And like that can come in many different forms. You know, that friend that only hits you up when they want to hang out. Or that friend that only hits you up when they need to borrow some money. Or better yet, that friend that only come around when they need something better or something else going on in their life or to hear what's going on in yours to take a break from theirs. If you ever felt like your friend only show up half the time, like basically being part-time in real life, it's time to let them go too. And then the friends that clap for you in public but compete with you in private. Think about it. Those same friends that sit up and act like they happy for you. First of all, you could easily tell when somebody genuinely cares, when somebody's genuinely happy for the moves that you're making and the things that you're doing, and those that aren't. Because guess what? The clap's not as loud. The congratulations ain't as celebratory as it would be coming from you. So, if I reach out to you and I say, hey, I got this new job offer and I'm thinking about taking it. Why? Ain't you comfortable at the job that you at? Da-da-da-da. First of all, you don't want to see me elevate. Because a real friend would be like, okay, so, why do you not want to take it? Or, what's the pros and cons between this job and your current job? Like, they're genuinely interested in the conversation, genuinely interested in why you even made that move to begin with. And then when it finally comes time to say, hey, this happened, I'm excited, my life is changing. And they say, oh my God, congratulations. But that be that. Sometimes you need to let that friend go too. And I'm not saying that every friend has to be like, oh my God, let's go get a drink. Let's celebrate. Let's go to a club. Let's do that. No, every friend don't have to do that. But at the same time, the way you respond to somebody else's success, somebody else's happiness, says a lot about who and how you are as a friend to them. And if you can't be that friend, maybe you need to reevaluate. Maybe you need to reevaluate because now that you see that they're doing something good or they got something going on, now you're gonna go behind their back and try to one up them. I hate those friendships that feels like a competition. Why do we have to sit up and compete in elevating ourselves in life when we should be elevating together? There's no way I go out and I buy a Louis Vuitton bag and you go, I bought Saint Laurent. My Saint Laurent bag costs more. Sweetie, just say congratulations or say, bitch, that bag is cute. Ooh, I cursed y'all. I am so sorry. I try not to curse on my podcast, but it may slip out from time to time. But instead of being like, I had to one up you, just say, That bag is cute. Maybe I'll go get one. Or, let me know next time you go. We can get a bag together. Type stuff. Well, I said type stuff. Type shit. But those small, subtle things, those little comments, those little jabs, those are the things that you have to look out for, especially in people who are grounded in competition. And those people like that, they're really not meant to be your friend. That's why they end up miserable and not okay. Not okay at all. Sorry, y'all. I'm also drinking my wine too. Just because this topic, I had to prepare myself. But those type of friends, detox them. Let them go. Another way that it's a sign to detox this friend group or your circle is when people constantly remind you of your.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Past, but never encouraging your future. Now, if you want to sit up and tell me or remind me about when I got cheated on, or remind me when I needed to do better in a certain situation, or poking and making fun at something that I've done in the past or something that hurt me, that jab ain't cool. Because if you're not following up with the, yeah, you did do that, yeah, that happened, but you grew from that. Like, you moved on to bigger and better things, you're doing bigger and better things, but in other words, you're just discussing it and finding it so fucking funny. You're not my friend. Like, there's absolutely no way in hell you need to be sitting up in my face laughing about the things that put me down. Now, if your friendship is like that, I get that because there's a lot of friendships out there that are dark, that have that dark humor, that dark sense of humor that they bond over. I get that, I understand that. But sometimes you actually really have to look and realize that those jabs, those conversations and things sometimes could be rooted in jealousy. And could also be the reason that you're being held back because you constantly got that comment spinning in the back of your head. Spinning in the back of your head. Like, yeah, but I did this. Or, maybe it'll turn out like last time. I shouldn't do blah, blah, blah. You're constantly playing that in your head, especially because if it's coming from somebody that you're close with, somebody in your circle that you trust and you value their opinion, it's gonna sit there. I don't need them type of friends. Not at all. Either you gonna sit here and encourage my future while referencing my past, not reminding me, but referencing it, you're the friend for me. But if every chance you get, you throwing it in my face, my past, without even acknowledging my present or my future, we can't be friends. Cut, blocked, delete, however you want to put it. And then when it comes to these type of people, you realize that your boundaries are gonna highlight these things. They're gonna highlight them. Like, the moment you set those boundaries is when you realize, like, damn, were you really even a friend? Were you a friend? But guess what? Detox taxing is going to force you to act on those boundaries. And guess what? You ain't got to worry about questioning it ever again. And now let's talk about the types of energy you don't need. I'm going to break it down for you. The jealous friend who sees you as competition instead of a community. You don't need that. Nope. No. You don't need it at all. The always negative coworker who finds a problem for every solution. Baby, if you ain't coming to me with solutions, there's no need to even have a conversation. Like, why are you constantly pointing out the negative? Let's go over the road. Let's go take the high road, over the rainbow, whatever you want to call it. Why are we focusing on the issues? Right? The fake supporter who claps when people are watching but throws shade behind your back. Don't throw no shade behind my back. Don't do it. Because now I'm really questioning you. Now I really got to figure out what's so shady. Why are you being so shady? The dependent friend who drains your time, energy, or even your money without pouring anything back into you. Boundaries can and will limit these people. So that's why you gotta detox. Finally, clear them out of your circle. And here's the thing. It's not that we don't see the signs. We hold on out of guilt, out of comfort, or because we've known them for years. And sometimes it's because we're scared of being lonely. We're scared of losing that friend that we've grown and we've attached to, right? But what I've learned is, it's not my job to babysit somebody else's growth. It's not my assignment to dim my light just so someone else can feel comfortable in the dark. That's why boundaries and detoxing go hand in hand. Boundaries set the rules and detoxing enforces them. Now, detoxing doesn't mean a big blow up or dramatic goodbye. Sometimes it's just about shifting access. Shift that access. Prevent them from even getting close enough to you to hurt you or put you in that position to feel like they weren't a friend ever again. And here's how you do that. Distance. You don't have to announce it. Just stop making yourself so available. Stop making yourself so willing to be there for that person if they're not going to reciprocate and give it back. Boundaries. And I know I've been saying this all episode. But decide what you're no longer entertaining. Protect your no. Protect your no. That's all you pretty much have to do. And then once you set those boundaries, replacement. When you clear out the wrong people, the right ones show up. And those are the folks who will clap loud, love deep, and push you forward. And boundaries without detoxing is literally like locking your front door but leaving your windows wide open. At some point, you got to secure the whole house. You have to secure the whole house. And now see, my detoxing, and I know I talk about, oh, turning 30, this, that, and the third. Listen. My detox started a while ago, and I'm just now coming to the realization that it started so long ago because I've lost friends. I've lost, I'm not even going to say significant others, but situationships that I thought were good for me. But the moment I placed those boundaries is when it came out. It came out that they were never really there for me to begin with. My party, my 30th birthday party. Now, this is me getting a little, just a little vulnerable here. But my 30th birthday party really opened my eyes. It made me realize and appreciate the people that I have close to me as is. Like, my friends, I have one best friend here. In Chicago with me. That's Vanessa. Vinay currently lives in the St. Louis area. And Caprice is in Atlanta. I know I'm putting their business out there, but he's in Atlanta. And when I say everybody showed up the way that they're supposed to and showed out how they were supposed to, my favorite cousin literally flew in. Him and my best friend literally both flew in from Atlanta just to be there to help me celebrate. And not just to say, like, I'm selfish or I'm only looking for who's there, celebrate me, because I celebrate them too. Renee called me. She needs help with something. She feeling down. Or she just want to hang out. Baby, that 4-hour drive is nothing. I will drive down there and see her. Vanessa called me and say she feeling down. She needs some help. Or she just want to hang out. Or she want to have a conversation. She want to talk. I'm there. No problem. No hesitation. Caprice, same way. And it's been like that for over 10 years. I've never had to question any of their loyalty, especially when it came to me. I never had to question their judgment, question anything when it came to them, because I know for a fact that my friends got my back regardless. They've never done me any wrong. They've never showed any type of jealousy or shadiness when it came to our friendship. Never. Now, anybody that I've lost along the way, I'm not gonna sit here and bash them. I'm not gonna talk about them. But they were there for a season and a reason. Those people that I lost weren't meant to come with me permanently. They weren't meant to progress with me in this new phase of life that I'm currently in, or that I'm currently seeking, however. And not to say that I won't have that situation again in the future, but I learned that I have to just let people go. I have to let people be. And maybe one day I will, express my thoughts and my opinions on a best friend of mine that I did lose. But I don't want to make it seem like I'm bashing her in any kind of way, because we were friends. But that was one thing I felt like I was forced to detox from my life. But anyway, back to the story. My party itself, it just made me realize how much people actually wanted to be around me to help celebrate. And it was very much an eye opener, because I'm like, all these people gathered to celebrate me, celebrate, me turning 30 and being there with me in that moment. Maybe I need to do a better job in making sure that I'm there for everybody. And not to where I'm like overexerting myself, but just being present and letting a person know that you're present means a lot. It means a lot. And I want to say that kind of shaped my thought process over the last month or two when it comes to people that I consider close acquaintances or friends. Is that I have to focus a little bit more on making sure I'm a good friend. There have been times I wasn't a good friend, or maybe somebody may have felt that I wasn't a good friend, but putting that emphasis on making sure that I am, it's something that I am extremely looking forward to. Just because I'm one person that's not afraid to hold accountability for anything. I will apologize. I will admit if I did something wrong. I will and take on whatever accountability, whatever responsibility I need to at any moment. So I'm really looking forward to that. But yeah, place those boundaries, y'all. Protect your house. Secure your house. Lost my thought process. One second. But anywho, the aftermath, pretty much when it comes to detoxing, at first detoxing might feel lonely, and you might look around and think, you know, dang, do I even have friends left? But that loneliness is actually peace in disguise. You know, once you adjust, you'll feel lighter. You'll feel clearer and more focused. And the people who remain in your life, they're solid. And that's a feeling that's totally priceless. It's literally priceless. And I don't want to make this seem like it's just all about friends or whatnot, because it could be family too. It can 100% be family. Like, if you even have family members that sit up and don't do nothing but want to gossip about what everybody else is doing, or just in your business finding out how your life's going just so that they can run and tell the next person and they can have a key on the phone, you can detox that family member too. I really love when I hear or I see people be like, oh, just because they're your family members don't mean you can't cut them off. Because it really bothers me when people be like, oh, that's your cousin, that's your auntie, that's your sister. I don't care. If you're not serving me, if you're not serving my purpose in life and helping me be a better person, and I'm doing the same, I'm reciprocating, of course. If your need in my life is not greater than my need of not having you in my life and protecting my peace, it's a wrap. During that detox, you gotta go too. Especially because certain people, especially in family, they'll sit up and throw jabs. They'll sit up, insult you, try to make you feel bad or whatnot, just to hurt you. There's no love in that. And family's supposed to be rooted in love. There's no love in that. Don't call me on my name. Don't think that just because you're insulting me, it's going to make me feel closer to you. Because it's not. Whatever issues you have deep within yourself, whatever demons you're fighting, I'm not fighting them with you. Your problem is probably not even with me. It's probably with yourself. But in that detox process, oh, you gotta go too. And I don't care who you are. And y'all shouldn't care neither. Like, I get it. You want to have relationships with certain family members. Me, on the other hand, you don't call and check on me anyway. Bye. There's no need for us to even try to fake the funk. Bye. Life still moves on. Still moves on. All right, y'all. Let's go ahead and close this out. I just want to say, if you take nothing else from this episode today, hear me when I say this. Everybody who starts with you is not meant to finish with you. And that's okay. Stop giving front row seats to people who don't clap. Stop offering discounts to people who don't value you. And stop letting dead weight slow down your glow up. The right circle won't drain you. They will definitely push you. They won't compete with you. They'll cheer for you. So detox your circle, fix your crown, and keep walking in your purpose, because the next season is waiting on you to let go of the last one. Thanks for tuning in. And I'll talk to y'all next week. Bye.